We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report on Chinese mind control and the detention or training centers that they have. And there is a story of one young woman that spent 7 days in one of these detention camps or retraining centers. And she said it was hell on earth. And they send them there to be retrained, they say. But they are trying an experiment to change someone into somebody else. So that should be very interesting. I'm going to get right to it. I've got Marilyn from Ohio, and I've got Michael. Since Marilyn is going to be a guest, let's see what Michael has to say. Mike, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you? I just called in, so I kind of missed the opening.
Okay. Okay, did you have a question, or are you just hanging out? Yeah.
I thought you wanted me to call in and talk about this re-education that's occurring in China.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just saw Michael, and I just didn't recognize it, that's all.
That's okay.
And I'm going to skip right down to that tonight, and I'm just going to say, call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And for those of you who are following it, the Schumann resonance is at 57 hertz today. The nominal 7.83 hertz. So some people will feel spiritually lifted. Others may become anxiety-ridden or something different. We don't know yet. We need people to report in on this. And what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to run through some of this, probably most of the first half hour. And then we can get into a discussion, because I don't want to spend too many nights on this. Okay, the NGO study concluded that the Chinese mind machine mentioned by the official likely had the ability to emit electromagnetic waves at the same frequencies as a human brain. This device can emit an electromagnetic wave that mimics real human frequencies to the targeted person, creating a false feeling or hallucination, or controlling the subject's bodily functions, according to this study. Okay, from 24 November 2019, we have the BBC once again infiltrating and looking at these training camps, as they are so-called. But these are leaked documents. They are actually cables. These leaked documents actually detail, for the first time, China's systematic brainwashing of hundreds of thousands of Muslims in a network of high-security prison camps. And they are continually, I've seen the aerial photographs, they are continually adding on to these camps. They're never big enough. The government has consistently claimed the camps in the far western Xinjiang region offer voluntary education and training. But official documents seen by BBC Panorama shows how inmates are locked up, indoctrinated, and punished. China's UK ambassador dismissed the documents as fake news. The leak was made to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICIJ, which has worked with 17 media partners, including BBC Panorama and The Guardian newspaper in the UK. This investigation has found new evidence which undermines Beijing's claim that the detention camps, which have been built across Xinjiang in the past 3 years, are for voluntary re-education. To counter terrorism. About 1 million people, mostly from the Muslim Uyghur community, are thought to have been detained without trial. But in China, you don't need a trial. If you act out in any way, such as getting the wrong app on your phone, you are thrown into one of these re-education units. These leaked Chinese government documents, which the ICIJ have labeled the China cables, include a 9-page memo sent out in 2017 by Zhu Halong, the deputy secretary of Xinjiang Communist Party and the region's top security official, to those who run the camps. The instructions make it clear that these camps should be run as high security prisons with strict discipline, punishment, and no escapes. The Chinese government says the camps are for voluntary re-education. The memo includes orders to never allow escapes, number one. Increased discipline and punishment of behavioral violations. Promote repentance and confession. Make remedial Mandarin studies the top priority. Encourage students to truly transform. Ensure full video surveillance coverage of dormitories and classrooms free of blind spots. These documents reveal how every aspect of a detainee's life is monitored and controlled. The students should have fixed bed position, fixed cue position, fixed classroom seat, and fixed station during skills work. And it is strictly forbidden for this to be changed. Also, and I quote, implement behavioral norms and discipline requirements for getting up, roll call, washing, going to the toilet, organizing and housekeeping, eating, studying, sleeping, closing the door, and so forth. Other documents confirm the extraordinary scale of the detentions. One reveals that 15,000 people from southern Xinjiang were sent to the camps over the course of just 1 week in 2017. This is beginning to sound like Germany. Sophie Richardson, the China director at Human Rights Watch, said the leaked memo should be used by prosecutors. And again, I quote, this is an actionable piece of evidence documenting a gross human rights violation, she said. I think it's fair to describe everyone being detained as being subject, at least, to psychological torture, because they literally don't know how long they are going to be there. The memo details how detainees will only be released when they can demonstrate they have transformed their behavior, beliefs, and language. So before they leave, they have to have mastered Mandarin. And I can't imagine that. And I quote, promote the repentance and confession of the students for them to understand deeply the illegal, criminal, and dangerous nature of their past activity, it says. For those who harbor vague understandings, negative attitudes, or even feelings of resistance, carry out education transformation to ensure that results are achieved. Ben Emerson, a leading human rights lawyer and an advisor to the World Uyghur Congress, said the camps were trying to change people's identity. It is very difficult to view that as anything other than a mass brainwashing scheme designed and directed at an entire ethnic community. So, for those of you who are not familiar, this is a Muslim part of China, and they intend to change their religion, change their lifestyles, customs. It's a total transformation that is designed specifically to wipe the Muslim Uyghurs of Xinjiang as a separate cultural group off the face of the earth. Detainees are awarded points for their ideological transformation, studying, their training, and compliance with discipline, the memo says. The punishment and reward system helps determine whether inmates are allowed contact with family and when they are released. They are only considered for release once four Communist Party committees have seen evidence they have been transformed. I would like to really speak to some one of those who has been transformed, so-called. The leaked documents also reveal how the Chinese government uses mass surveillance and a predictive policing program that analyzes personal data. One document shows how the system flagged 1.8 million people simply because they had a data sharing app called Zapier on their phone. The authorities then ordered the investigation of 40,557 of them, one by one. The document says, if it is not possible to eliminate suspicion, they should be sent for concentrated training. Concentrated. That sounds a lot like concentration camp, doesn't it? The documents include explicit derivatives to arrest Uyghurs with foreign citizenship and to track Uyghurs living abroad. They suggest that China's embassies and consulates are involved in the global dragnet. Chinese ambassador to the UK said the measures had safeguarded local people and there had not been a single terrorist attack in Xinjiang in the past 3 years. Well, people are scared to death. That's why there's no attacks. There's no anything. They are mindless. The region now enjoys social stability and unity among ethnic groups. People there are living a happy life with a much stronger sense of fulfillment and security. Maybe a frontal lobotomy, or the equivalent there too. Okay, folks, we are going to commercial. Thank you so much for listening. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report on Chinese mind control and the detention or training centers. And we have already gone through a great deal of it. And we have Marilyn from Ohio and Michael from Tennessee. Ladies first. Marilyn, what do you think?
My God, prison. It's prison. It's basically prison. Vice.com, which is, you know, a pretty good information site, the title of the article is Prevent Escapes, Leak Document, Detailed Brutality, the Reality of China's Re-Education Camp for Muslims. What's interesting about this is that Han Chinese, H-A-N, 92% of the Chinese population native to China. It's like a white supremacist agenda, only it's another melanin yellow Chinese. It's a supremacist kind of Nazi idea that you have to conform to this group of psychopaths. They're targeting people, and what's interesting is that they're targeting people who are the people that are good. So the People's Party. The People's Party, also known as the Populist Party or simply the Populist, it was a left-wing, agrarian populist. It's a political party from the 19th century. And they have one in China. So these groups are being attacked and the Chinese People's Party is a small political party in the Republic of China and on Taiwan that won 3 seats in National Assembly election in 2005. And that was founded in 1987. So these people who want an existence that's not about a supremacist concept, these camps are for mind control. These camps are to dominate any kind of oppositional or retaliation against the government. Everyone knows that China is a very corrupt place. So it's unfortunate that these people are held hostage. the campaign for mass internment, surveillance, political indoctrination, cultural assimilation, assimilating into what? The global economic system is making it almost impossible to kind of retain this kind of vintage kind of mindset. We're all interacting with each other through the internet. They're trying to isolate their people from us and vice versa. And it's, I think it's a positive thing that we expose Chinese corruption and vice versa. We should help them.
I agree.
And that's what, that's all I have to say about that. It's just, we should expose this. Any corruption anywhere is corruption everywhere.
Okay, Michael, what's your opinion on this mass Chinese mess?
Well, that's a lot of that's a wide variety of topics there if you really want to look at it. But yeah, I think Marilyn hit it right on the head there. It really does mimic an old ideology. But dates back definitely to the 40s, 30s, 20s, that took place in Europe. But, you know, this has gone on throughout the history of man, to control the population, to control the masses through one form or another, whether you try and do it in a kind way through religions or, just force it. For those of us that signed that recent questionnaire that Nils Melsner is, the repertoire for the United Nations on torture. I suggest that everybody get on board and Google him and look him up and look at the things he's done and look at the things that he's saying. That questionnaire wasn't just, hey, I'm some guy that's going to address this issue because you keep pounding me to. He was placed in this position by world governments, by various governments who look into this, and he did a pretty bang up job. The more I look into the things he's done, the more I research this gentleman. You can tie all of these crimes against humanity, to this varying thing. And Frank, you hit it right on the head. It's torture. It's a form of psychological warfare, to force, this ideology or any ideology onto people. Marilyn and I were speaking earlier, and if, some of you,
okay.
I'll wait.
We have to go to station identification. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome back. My name is Frank Allen. Marilyn, Michael, and we have Jim, who we will be talking to shortly from Vancouver. And we are discussing China and the deplorable conditions, the mind control. Once you get in their detention camp, all of the mind control is pointed right at you at point-blank range in their so-called training centers. So, Marilyn, would you like to start out and see what you'd like to explore here? There's a couple of things that I'd like to get into.
Okay, I think that Xinjiang, they have coercion that was where they have.
You're fading in and out, Marilyn.
Okay, these people in the camps are going into factories. Okay, and this is an article from TheEconomist.com. And what happens when China's Uyghurs, U-I-G-H-U-R-S, are released from re-education camps? They're not released. They're sent to work camps. The second paragraph, a report published on March 1st by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, a think tank in Canberra, reveals that some former detainees in Xinjiang have swapped one form of coercion for another. So mind control experiments and to just being a slave, and have been obliged to go work in other provinces. In 2017-19, the study found more than 80,000 people from Uyghurs were shipped out of Xinjiang to take jobs in factories across China under conditions that, quote-unquote, strongly suggest forced labor. So these are the slave. These are part of the places that are the slave factories that make our products. These camps are, in fact, breaking the spirit of the Chinese people, and just like the slave trade in the United States, and they're working in these factories to make our products that we buy here in the United States and around the world, and many of these products are mediocre. This is mediocre crap coming out of China, and these camps, the re-education camp, also has a slave trade.
Wow.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, that's good. Jim from Vancouver, would you like to weigh in on this? Okay, we lost Jim. Okay, so Michael, would you like to weigh in?
Yes, sir. Before we went to break there, I was about to actually sum up, but back to Niles Melzer, who is the rapporteur on torture and other cruel and inhumane degrading treatment and punishments. He's the guy at the UN, if the listeners or some of the listeners remember doing the questionnaire for. You really need to look into the things that he is bringing forth. You know, he was asked to do this. This was his position that was given to him to look into and to research and to find evidence thereof. And when he did, the UK and other world governments has basically shut him down or has refused to even return his phone calls or to acknowledge some of the things he's done, but rather to cover up or deny or say, no, we don't condone. But this very issue, because of what Assange has done, what Julian Assange has done, China, and on exposing the re-education camps in China, China is calling for the extradition of Julian Assange. I don't know how many people are aware of that. But again, recently I have been going, doing a lot of research on Niles and watching a lot of the videos and a lot of the things that are going on. And there's a lot of information there. This man has done a lot for a lot of people around the world that are being psychologically tortured, and then of course, you know, prosecuted or persecuted wrongly for whistleblowing on these things. You know, and Frank and I were talking just the other day. I asked what was going on. And he says there's a lot of information there, so I decided to put my big toe in that water, full blow. And I'm amazed at what this person has uncovered, what this person has done. And of course, now the governments, the UK, the US, they feel it's obvious they know that they put the wrong guy in charge, because this guy is not going to bend over, or he's not going to roll over, he's not going to stick his head in the sand to all of these issues, and this one in particular. Again, you know, the tables were leaked or reported on by a news agency, in my opinion. And like Niles, I drank the Kool-Aid when it came to Assange. I bought into the sound bite about Mr. Assange being this, that, and the other thing, and the skateboarding and the smearing things on walls and the sexual predator, only to find out that the fake news, as it is, stole the flashlight and shined it back on Assange, whereas Assange was the guy shining the flashlight on the elephant in the room, which were these governments that conduct these torturous, criminal, inhumane activities. And, you know, the minute they got the chance was to steal the flashlight. And my only fear is that Mr. Niles may get his flashlight stolen.
Well, I think Mr. Niles is in a very good position. And many people have put them there, as you mentioned. So I think he is in the catbird seat at the moment, I would say. But I wanted to get back to China. There is a woman who disclosed that she was held in a camp for over a year before managing to flee to Kazakhstan. Her crime? Having a WhatsApp on her phone. So these are the things that they're picking up on. Instead of picking up terrorists that are actually a threat to China, they are picking up anyone who is in a position to communicate with the outside. Anyone who's in a position to pass on information.
Mm-hmm.
And it only takes so long before the people get fed up and they start contacting the outside world. And that's what's happening in China right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane. It's insanity. The women who are abused in these camps, in China in general, they have a history of abusing their own people. And no matter where you are from in this, on this planet, the United States or any other country, China is one of the most brutal places on the planet. And unfortunately, they're making our products. I had asked someone, I said, you know, why do you think there's all these job opportunities that the United States takes loans from China? So these slaves in China, who were infamous for Chinatown goods, if you live in any big city, L.A., I live in Manhattan, you go to Chinatown, they're making all these products, and it segued into a big, giant global market where they're doing trade. And unfortunately, they were slaves. The Chinese government has slaves. And, doesn't, you know, regardless of their bull, they have slaves. And they're making these products for the people around the world. And they're making billions of dollars. And so when you buy something from China, it's probably from a person who was in one of these camps. But this is the truth. I'm offended. As a Black American, I'm offended by slavery.
Oh, most assuredly so. I agree with you 100%. They call this militant re-education of people who they believe have been compromised by their own cultural norms and religious beliefs, which lead to terrorism and violence. Now, these people have not done anything. They have not protested against government. These people are being targeted even around the world by China through their embassies and whatnot. They want to wipe this people or these people off the face of the earth. That's what they want to do. And it's.
I want to also say something. I don't mean to interrupt you because I've been watching China for a while. The mineral wealth that's in the Congo of Africa, and to build a computer, you need to dig minerals from the Congo. And the tradition of Europe and Africa has always been a very brutal, they don't pay. China went into Africa and they paid debt that the Africans had with the World Bank. And they also built infrastructure. And what they would do, they would bring in Chinese slaves to build the infrastructure in Africa. And then they would take the mineral wealth out of Africa and take it to China or sell it to Europe to build the computers and cell phones that we all buy. And the point is that people are, they're moving very fast. And I'm not against capitalism. But the internment camp isn't a, it's a concentration camp. It's a slave camp. You know, Hitler, when to build a nuclear bomb, you have to go to the Congo to get a mineral. At this point, I don't know what that mineral is. because I'm just kind of speaking on top of my head. But they have to get minerals from Africa to build a nuclear bomb. And the Congo is one of those places. The Chinese are there in the Congo. There's large populations of Africans who are pissed off at China. They promised jobs when they came to Africa. They brought slaves. So uranium, exactly. It's uranium. The diamonds and all of this stuff, a tradition of the Europeans dominated, China's trying to dominate Africa. Jamaica, Haiti, all of these places that Europe wants dominated, they want those places where these black people live. Blood diamonds, exactly. And so it's not just internment camps. There's a whole culture of them learning about white capitalism that's incredibly brutal. And this is a very sick, twisted country. The continent of Asia has a history of brutalizing its own people. So my point is that when you're buying something from China, it's from a slave, and chances are they're probably from an internment camp, and chances are the product is from Africa. Cotton. They have cotton fields in Africa, Chinese. So I just wanted to put that in there.
That's great. I like that very much. I'd like to draw my point. I'm going from country to country. That's my intent. And what I'm trying to do here is draw a parallel to the United States. Now, this is surfacing because of the BBC. So this is showing the world, okay, that mind control exists. And this is what people in the United States have to start realizing. They don't even want to believe that this coronavirus is a problem. I keep seeing more states added to the list every day. Oh, that's not a problem. I'll put my head in the sand. But it is a problem. It's a big problem. But to get back to this, this is showing what is happening in the United States covertly, and it's being uncovered in China. So they want to change their religious extremist thoughts, and what we would call it over here is brainwashing. But it's mind control. They physically change their total outlook on their lives. And they're happy whether they are or not. And they remove from their minds the extremist elements. So we have mind control here. And I've already expressed the fact in earlier shows that China has satellites that are capable of beaming down these signals that they are using in these camps. So this is proof right here that this can be done, that those patents that we see are being used. Maybe not the same ones, but the end result is what I'm looking for. And they are using them. They are controlling people. They're destroying people's lives by the millions. And it's funny. I'm looking at this at the end. I have to bring it up. This is from the Pentagon. Go ahead.
Psychological lobotomy. Psychological lobotomy. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. I agree. 100%.
Yes, it's a psychological lobotomy. So go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, the Pentagon has previously stated that it believes upwards of 3 million people could be detained in mind control facilities. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The Pentagon stated that it believes upwards of 3 million people could be detained in mind control facilities, just like this one, and has urged the Chinese government to stop violating the human rights of minority groups like the Uyghurs and also Christian believers. But it's ironic that the United States is asking someone else to stop using mind control. And I will quote them here. They quote, "We call on the Chinese government to release immediately these individuals, family members, and all others arbitrarily detained in the camps." And this is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said this in March, adding that the State Department was working to convince the Chinese that this practice is abhorrent and ought to be stopped. So there is the United States telling another country to stop using mind control and detaining people, pulling them off the streets for no reason, and putting them in psych wards. It's all the same. It's just a different language.
Okay. Pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah. So we have black. Proof to the world right here that mind control exists. Okay? Mind control exists. The Chinese have the technology. They have the satellites that do it. So we have another faction that is blatantly using mind control, and the U.S. is asking them to stop. So I suggest that you take a copy of this and mail it to your representative, because the U.S. is asking them to stop what they're doing. Go ahead, you guys. I think you'll be a couple minutes on this.
Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black, or covet what you condemn. In other words, don't do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, that's what it is. But it is ironclad proof that mind control exists. Okay, in this case, it exists in China. So it exists.
It exists in China, and they're using remote neural monitoring. The exact Irvington needs to understand this technology, that once you have a place that's already centered on something as psychotic as mind control, which is China, using a technology of policing the thoughts, what they're basically going to do is police the thoughts of the people of China. We have to come together as people on the planet and stop this. It's one thing to talk about internment camps, but internment camps with remote neural monitoring, synthetic telepathy, gang stalking in China, it's the gang stalking, organized contract stalking, militarized weapons. It's in Taiwan. It's in Korea, Vietnam, the Philippines, every Asian country you can think of. If they're doing this mind control with the satellite-based weapons, Frank, you're absolutely right.
Yes. So people in the audience, I thank you very much for listening. And what we're trying to do is show you that in other countries, it has been proven by the UK, another lot, shall we say, that are involved in mind control. And there is a parallel that just shoots around the world. All these people want China to stop doing this, and they're doing it. So you know, next time you call up the FBI and they say, oh, well, there's no such thing. Oh, well, there is. Here you go. You know, I'll be going to the FBI shortly once again, and this document is one of the ones that will go with me. So, I would suggest that everyone put a folder together, print it out, that you can take with you, and go to your state house. Go to your local police station and say, hey, you know, we talked a while back and you said this didn't exist, but here you go. Here it is right here. And in this document here from the U.S., there it is again. And so we have something that is quite real, quite deadly, and being used. So I'd like to leave my listeners with truth. And that's what we have given you here once again tonight. Truth about mind control and the truth of what's happening in China. I'd like to thank my guests. I'd like to thank my listening audience. And I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. Thank you. My name is Frank Allen.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.